city and people who years ago bought this as a nightly rental, and we're told it can be a nightly rental, and that mixture is what's causing the difficulty to sit in your chair, and I understand that. I think the main point is this is not a request for an additional nightly rental. This is one that has been that for a long time and just trying to continue because Mr. Osborne bought it that way, and we're trying to do a professional job of managing it. I'm very sensitive. You've got passionate owners here who want to walk down the neighborhood and have people know their dog, but even if you deny this permit, they're not going to have that because there's 15 or 20 other nightly rentals in the neighborhood. So, I mean, this is not a retirement community, and unfortunately, it's not going to be. I mean, if that's the lifestyle that you want, and that's what I want when I retire, this is not the place because there's too many that are already there, and it will take years to one at a time get rid of them when they transfer hands. This is not a situation that's only in Branson and Hollister and Taney County. There's these kind of problems all over the nation. The nightly rental and vacation rental business is trying to address some of these things. They're coming up with ways to better monitor guests. We've been fortunate. We've not had problems at this unit. I mean, what's evidenced by, we have neighbors on both sides. We share a wall with one neighbor. They're not here complaining. As far as I know, there's been no complaints. We share a driveway with a neighbor on the other side. There is a picture. We're fortunate to have a very wide driveway. They're not here complaining either. We don't know of any problems we've had with them as well. I've tried to even monitor the pool and roads. You know, a point that I would make is nightly rental does not add to traffic on the roads because they're only occupied 40% of the time. If you have a permanent residence, they're on those roads every day. With a nightly rental, you're only there 40% of the time. Same with the usage of pools and playgrounds and things. I've driven by the pool. I went on July 4th at 2 o'clock. I went on several Saturdays. I've not seen the congestion that the neighbors have said. I'm sure it probably has happened some, but I've not personally been able to see that yet, and I put some photos in. Pardon me?
Sir, I need you to stay in order, please.
Yeah.
If you want to continue to stay. You need to stay in order, or you can exit the proceedings.
And so, you know, nightly rentals typically does not contribute to that. Now, is there the situation of people out of hand? Absolutely. I mean, when you've got people on vacation, you know, we do our best. We have rules and things we email out to customers that says no parties and all that. We have 36 units. Have we had a party at some of our units? Certainly we have. I mean, you just can't prevent that. Because the people that are going to cause you problems ignore the rules, and then you have to deal with it once they get there. And we do, if that's the situation that occurs. But, you know, I think the difficult thing for you all is that you've had property sold two ways in the same neighborhood, and that's a tough situation, but I don't think that those that want a quiet, relaxed, are going to have it, and lifestyle there are going to have it, even with or without Mr. Osborne's nightly rental. And so in his case, he bought it, and he was told by realtors that it's been a nightly rental, can be. He found out about this process. He read the bylaws. The bylaws don't prevent nightly rentals. Most communities that prevent nightly rentals, it clearly states you cannot have nightly rentals. You know, this one doesn't address that. And so he's hired us to ensure that it's professionally managed. We're going to do our very best to ensure that all the rules are followed on this property and ensure that it's as little of impact on the neighborhood as it can be. And again, I'm repeating myself, but it's not an additional one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Didn't submit before that I want to just add to the record. I have several copies, just two photos, but I'll hand each of these. This is just primarily in response to what came up repeatedly over and over and over again about parking. I want to your attention to those cars that are...
She's the attorney representing the applicant.
She's already up there.
She's representing the applicant, sir.
May I proceed?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kitchen. This photograph shows 120 Fieldstone, which is owned by David and Trudy Barker, and that's actually the home that's in between the blue dot. Right, yep, there you go, thanks, Scott. That home is this driveway. Those people are permanent residents. They are also folks who have been in front of this board before with complaints and the advocates of certain appeals before, specifically with respect to Mr. Stevenson's appeal, which was just granted. This is not a situation that happens because people rent homes only, okay? So this photograph is living proof, and it was taken within weeks of tonight. People who own homes in this neighborhood also park on the street sometimes. I don't think that's crazy. Some people don't think that's crazy. Sometimes you have to do that. In fact, the photo I'm handing to you guys today, just to be clear, I'm not criticizing the Barkers for this. I personally see nothing wrong with this because I suspect they had a reason to park like this for a temporary period of time, and it probably didn't bother anybody. It certainly didn't bother any of the people in the audience tonight because we didn't hear any one of them talk about permanent residents parking like this. We just heard about strangers and strange people who commit crimes parking on the streets. The only other thing I would add is that all of the folks we heard about tonight, they didn't stay in 114. That's all we've got. Thank you.
Thank you.
So is there any discussion amongst the board specific to this?
No, sure. I think that we heard from the previous board that density and compatibility were the two issues. I think we heard tonight that density, there's not a definition for us to use that density, and therefore it may not be valid. I tend to agree. I think I'd like to see a number. If it's a number of nightly rentals in an area. And in terms of compatibility, I think we've just seen that there's a very similar case that a judge has said is almost setting precedent for us that compatibility shouldn't be the issue here. I think especially since it's been a nightly rental already, it's hard for us to make that argument. Compatibility is the issue.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. I think the circuit court has determined nightly rentals are appropriate there. If they have been in the past, they're probably going to continue to be in the future, regardless of what the planning and zoning department says or the Board of Adjustment says. I think the circuit court has said that nightly rentals are okay. If it has been before, it's going to be again. Or that's the way I read the court report.
Do you have any comments, or...?
The fact that it's already been in that regard, it won't change. This is not going to change what they're calling density. It's been that way before. In addition to that, we've seen that there's also several others, I think as many as 20, that are in that same location. I don't even know about compatibility.
If I would, I'd make a statement to the audience. We turned down a request for nightly rentals, and it was in deference to the people in the community. We felt as a board that the community as a retirement community or a community at Fieldstone would be better off without that unit as a nightly rental. But the circuit court overturned our decision. And if we were to deny this appeal, I think we'd get exactly the same result from the circuit court. Would be no different. And you would have a period of time, then you'd get exactly the same result as if we were to approve this appeal to the planning and zoning department's decision. That's my opinion.
Any other discussion or anyone up to making a motion?
Make a motion to say we'll allow or overturn the planning decision.
Which would be to approve.
To approve the appeal.
To approve the appeal. Correct.
So we got a motion on the floor to approve the appeal.
I'll second it.
We have a second. Any further discussion before calling a vote? None. So all those in favor of approving the appeal, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
And the count was?
4-1.
And the same as the other applications, there'll be a decision of record generated that will, a copy will be sent to Mr. Osborne, and we'll make arrangements for the notarization. Marla will take care of that. So, okay? All right.
Scott, is there any old or new business to bring before us?
No. Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Got a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Got a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I got a question. How do we appeal this?
Scott, you had a question. Give him just a moment. This is the guy I'm talking to.
Okay. There's a seven-day window to ask for a rehearing. And if you ask for the rehearing in October, you'll just be getting consideration to rehear or not rehear. They will not rehear it that night, but if they approve the rehearing, then you can have it reheard in November. If they say, no, we don't want to rehear it, then your only other option is circuit court.
Can he continue to vent while we appeal it?
I really have no physical way to stop it. I could send him a letter, but the prosecutor would have to stop it. But he has his permit now. As long as they're going through the process.
Well, we're coming back with a lawyer this time. We just came with this thing. We just want to come and discuss this with you. You have an attorney next time that speaks to
you. Yeah, you need to speak to this board. I mean, I'm not, I don't have anything to do with the decision.
You have the right to do that.
So yeah, well, you sure do.
Because you can go twice up here.
No.
She represents the applicant, sir. That
she talked the first time, then she came back.
They have no time limit.
They have no time limit.
Okay, we will get an attorney here next time. He'll talk for 45 minutes.
He'll have 5 minutes. I can take the letters back if you want me to get them. Okay. Yeah, but I have to turn this off. I had
a circuit judge that voted to push you guys aside and vote over.